The Gemara says on Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, in Rosh Hashanah, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Bnei Ma Amra Torah Heviu Omer BaPesach. Right? So, because the Mishnah says there are four, Arba Prakam HaOlam Nidon. There are four times. Arba Prakam Bashana. Four times every year that the world is judged. Okay? Ala Tevua Be'atzeres. For wheat is in Atzeres. When's Atzeres? Shavuos. Al Peiro Sa'ilan B'Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry. B'Pesach Al Tevua. B'Atzeres Al Peiro Sa'ilan. B'Rosh Hashanah called Boy Olam Ovrim Lefon of Knei Marom. Okay? U'B'Chag Nidonin Alamayim. So you have B'Pesach is Tevua. That's wheat. On Shavuos is Peiro Sa'ilan. Rosh Hashanah, every person passes before God. Kibnei Marom. There's a few interpretations of Bnei Marom, but I think generally people think the translation that had the most success is like sheep, right? People use that interpretation, right? Kibnei Marom? Chaim? Lachfazer? What do you say?
No, I don't know.
You don't know, okay. The Gemara here has a few possibilities, but and on Chag Sukkos Nidonim Alamayim, okay. Yeah, interesting Rambam by the way in Perush Shnayis. Rambam says, "Bnei Marom Hatzon." Okay, that's how he does it. he says, V'hanigla mizeh ha-maimar mavur, kasher tira. Rambam says in the Parashanayis, the nigla, meaning the revealed part of this statement, the open part, is clear. Like you see, that four times during the year, the world is judged. Oval ha-nistar in yono koshem ma'od blisofik. But the nistar, the deeper hidden meaning, is extremely hard without a doubt. That's all he says. Like, what does it mean to be judged? What does it mean God sits in judgment over the world four times of the year? Okay. All right. So the nistar is very nistar over here. But let's see if we can understand a little bit more than just the nigla. So take a look at the so working off of this idea, and maybe off of this problem a little bit. The Brisa continues. And the Brisa says, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah Heviu Omer BePesach. Why does the Torah bring a korban of Omer on the Pesach? Mipnei Sha Pesach Zman Tevua. Since Chag HaPesach is the time of Tevua, who Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviu Lefonai Omer BePesach Kedei Shetisbarech Lochem Tevua Shebesados. So the Torah says, bring me, God says, bring before me a korban that's coming from the grain, right? In order that your crops should be blessed. Interesting. Interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, Shepesach Zman Tevuahu. What does it mean it's the Zman Tevua? Plain shot is what? It's the time where this wheat is growing. Rashi says, no. It's the Zman Shatavua Nidonis Bo. It's the time of the year that there's a judgment on wheat, on the Tevua. So what is the mitzvah of Omer saying? What is the mitzvah? It's a tam of the mitzvah of Omer. What's the tam of the mitzvah of Omer, he says, according to Rabbi Kiva? Since there's a judgment on Tevua now, you should bring a korban of Tevua. In order that, what? The judgment will be good. In order that the judgment will be good. And it continues. Umipne ma amra Torah he view shte alechem be atzeras. Mipne shatzeras zman peros ha'ilanu. Okay. So Rashi explains that how that's related to peros. Omar Karsh Baruch Hu, if you lefon I shtei alechem ba'atzeres, kadesh yis Baruch Hu lechem peros ilan. Same idea. Umipnei ma amar Torah nischu mayim b'chag. Why did the Torah say pour? There's a mitzvah of nisach ha-mayim on Sukkos, right? People make a simchas beis ha-shaveva. Omar Karsh Baruch Hu nischu lefon I mayim b'chag. Pour water before me. Do a it's like a hakrovas mayim on Sukkos kidei sheyis baruch hu lachem gishmei shana v'imru lefonai b'rosh hashana malchios zichronos v'shofros and say before me continuing right because it's covering the four prakim and say before me on Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos and shofros. Interesting. Before I finish this statement, what is obviously different? Yeah. Well, it doesn't ask. Yeah. Mipnei ma. There's no mipnei ma. There's no mipnei ma. Right? Why is there no umipnei ma? Just breaks right into imru lefon imalchios kon shavos. This is more of a. It's somewhat of a more technical detail. What do you think? What does umipnei ma imply?
Cause.
Yeah, but there's a cause here too, right? It says it also says kidei shetam lichuni alechem zechronos kidei sheyala zechonechem afanei Torah ubamem b'shofar. But what does it? What does the umipnei ma imply?
That the tam is the reason why, like. The time is everything.
Good. So why is it not appropriate here?
Like there could have been another time for it. Like that, I don't know why it synced
up. There's this difference by Rosh Hashanah. It's so clear that you're going to do these things as opposed to like Sukkos. Why would you all of a sudden do
Okay, something along those lines. In other words, the Maisa of Omer and the Maisa of Shtei Alechem and the Maisa of Nisach HaMayim don't have any apparent sense. They don't have any apparent reason. So we have to explain, why do we bring them at all? What's the sense of this doing? There's also a sort of a question of what are these things to begin with? It's not just the place, but the whole thing doesn't have any apparent reason. But you can't say what's the reason to say for Malchios, Chronos, and Shofros. Those are intrinsically important ideas. On their own, they're important. The Mipnei Ma doesn't... I think the Mipnei Ma wouldn't be appropriate as a question. It's obvious. I mean, that's reality. It's always appropriate to do that. Right, you can't say. You could say, why do we do Nisach HaMayim? It's like an unrelated, strange thing. What is it? What is Nisach HaMayim? Doesn't have any connection to anything. But over here, it's explaining that that really they all follow the same pattern. They all follow. It doesn't ask the question because the question is, why don't we do it all the time? Why aren't we always involved in Malchus Zechonos Shofros? It's not a question of, not a question of why do we do those things. The Malchios, Chronos, and Shofros are Malchios is something that's important all the time. All right, you think about it a little bit. But anyway, but the point is, he says what v'imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah Malchios, Chronos, and Shofros. Why Malchios kidei shetam lichuni aleichem? Malchios is what. Shetam li chuni aleichem. What does that mean?
That I'm the king over you?
No. What was anybody really, who you guys spent the year in Israel? What do you say? Tam li chuni aleichem.
You'll make me king?
You'll make me king over you. Right? Kedei shetam li chuni aleichem. I mean, that is what Malchios is, right? Zichronos. Kedei sheya'ale zichronechem lefonai letova. Zichronos is in order that your remembrance, the remembrance of you, should come before me for good. Ubameh b'shofar. So the shofar is really different from the first two. The first two seem like they're active, like they, what you do causes something to happen in that regard. Shetam lichuni, you say Malchios to effectuate the reality of being in the state of accepting and recognizing God's Malchus. Shetam lichuni alechem. Zichronos, we have to understand that a little bit better, but also somehow it has the effect of Shiyala zichronechem. But you can't. I guess you can't continue that with a shofar. A shofros, kedei sheti shofar. It doesn't make any sense, right? So it's sort of. But what is it? How does it fit in with the rest, with this theme of the rest of the other three? But in the same regard, what is the idea? What's the idea? What is the idea? Yeah, it's interesting. The chinuch on the mitzvah of lechem aponim. He mentions this Gemara, and he says like this. He says, "Mishar she'a mitzvah she'sivanu akel baruch hu mitzvah temidis bilechem." God commanded a constant mitzvah with bread, lefi shebo yichye ha'adam, because man lives on lechem. Okay, even though we say lo lechem vado, but you need it. You need it. V'al kein sorach elav lios habracha mitzuya batamid. So man needs there to be a blessing in bread. Umitoch iskenu bo lekayim olav mitzvas Hashem yisborach, and since we're involved in fulfilling with it a mitzvah of Hashem yisborach, yiyeh haratzon v'habracha cholim olenu v'yisborach b'ma'enu. Then we'll have a bracha chal on us, and we'll be blessed in our innards. Ki b'chol she'ose, here's the klal, v'chol she'ose bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem yisbarach bo hu misbarach. V'chol she'ose bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem yisbarach, whatever a person does the will of God with, bo hu misbarach, with that thing he's blessed. U'lefi kol inyan v'inyan, and for everything, sheyosim magmas ponav umachshavosav iskov bidvar mitzvah. Every single thing that you put your goal towards and your intentions and your thoughts and your involvements in terms of mitzvah, lefihem me'ena bracha noveya olav. So then, according to them, you'll get a bracha that's similar to it. Will flow to you. V'chein motzasi l'Ramban, u'kein ma she'amru zechron l'vracha, heviyu l'fanai omer b'pesach, kedei she'yisborchu l'chem tevua she'besados, nischu l'fanai mayim b'chag, kedei she'yisborchu l'chem gishmei shara, tiku l'fanai shofar shel ayol, kedei lizkor akedas yitzchak. See, he goes to the next drasha. It's funny. He goes to the next drasha. So what's his idea here? How is he interpreting this? Well, let's take it in terms of the first three, not for Rosh Hashanah for a minute. But he's saying, like Rashi seems to be implying, right, that it's a zman of din on tavua. Let's say it's a zman of din on tavua. So what is the person's greatest merit in the din of tavua? He's saying to be osek in tavua as a dvar mitzvah. To be osek in tavua b'toras karban. What is that idea, though, of toras karban? That he mentions elsewhere. That there's an idea of recognizing that God is the source of everything. That's part of the idea of karban. So he's saying a derech klal. Now when a person has the correct idea, I mean, mitzvah means he's utilizing something in a proper way. He's utilizing something to advance his ideas of reality. He's utilizing something to become closer to God, which is by way of his understanding. So that method, he's saying, is really the greatest zechus in the din with regard to that very thing. If there's a din of tevua, what's the best thing that man can do? He can be osek in tevua, in the derech of mitzvah and karban, so he has now a proper outlook with regards to tevua. He has now a proper outlook with regards to peros ilan, with regards to mayim. So it's a chesed Hashem. That's what the Gemara is explaining. Why do we have these mitzvahs now? Because there's an inyan nistar of saying that we're judged for these things at certain times of the year. But in order to facilitate the judgment letova, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a method of attaining the zechus in the din, and that method is being osek in the way you relate to the thing itself through the derech mitzvah. And in a similar sense, the Gemara is saying, what gives you the greatest zechus of din and Rosh Hashanah is being osek in these three ideas. And that's what the Gemara in Lama Dala says. I know Rashi learns a difficult pshat in Lama Dala, that the brachos are ma'akev the tekios. Rashi implies you don't have brachos, you don't do tekios, which is impossible, because the Mishnah says exactly the opposite. But plain pshat is that the brachos are ma'akev each other. Not like on Tainus. By the way, Tainus was the other case. I'll get back to you in a second. Tainus was the other case. Matt, when we were doing on Lamed Beis, where the Gemara said it's a binyanav. It's a binyanav. Did you use the term binyanav? That wherever you have zechoros, you have shofros. So the achorim say, that's talking about Tainus. Or Yovel. Yovel or Tainus. Machlokas in achorim. But Rashi over there says on Lamed Dal that the Gemara means on Lamed Dal that on Tainus, when they do tekios and they do brachos, if you don't know all the tekios, you can blow whatever tekios you know. Rushes. If you only know how to do tekiah, you don't know how to do trua, so do tekiah. If you don't know all the six brachos that they were masaking, do the three brachos you know. But in Rosh Hashanah, if you only know malchios, you don't do anything. You don't do malchios if you only know malchios. If you only know zechoros, you don't do anything. You need all of them. Why? That's what we're gonna try to focus on. Apparently it's telling you that the zechus of the din of Rosh Hashanah is totally on all three of them. It's not a mitzvah of amira. It's not like a mitzvah of zechira. The mitzvah is really to be osek in that which will perfect you in terms of din, and all three of them are necessary. So if you don't have all three of them, you don't do any of them. Okay, but that's what I want to turn to now is to think of a little more about the ideas of each. Right. Okay. So Rafi's mentioning good question. That was, what does it mean uba me b'shofar? This is what I was asking you before. What does that mean uba me b'shofar? What does that mean? Does that mean the psukim of shofros, or does that mean blowing the shofar? Either way, it doesn't work. Either way, it's hard to understand. If you say ba me b'shofar means the psukim, which is what it implies. Well,
the next line of the Gemara implies that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not saying.
No, you mean the other one says. The other one is Lama Token B'Shofar Shalayo. Which Gemara do you mean? The one on Lama Dalit? Oh, the one on the.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, whichever one it means, you get into trouble. If it means the Psukim. So, how is that a with? How is Malchus and Shofar going with the Psukim? Right, of shofros. Shofros, it's true, it's after them, but what does it mean it's going with them? And if you're going to say it means the shofar itself, so when do you say the psukim of shofros? So then you're missing the psukim of shofars. And the shofar of shofars. Yeah, Rafi, you want an answer? Right. And in general, the shofar is difficult. There seem like a lot of things that are tied into shofar. I mean, what is the idea of shofar, really? You have like Chaim is saying, the Gemara over here in Tezayin says, we use a shofar shel ayil, so that you remember Akedas Yitzchak. And we say we use a bent shofar, also for, because we're kfufin, we're bent over. And then the Rambam says in Hilchos Shofar, he says there's a remez of wake up from your sleep, you know, Ur Yishenim Shinaschem, you hear the shofar and you wake yourself up. But and the psukim of shofar seem to be talking about something totally different. So what is the idea of shofar? Okay. Drashos, there was the psukim. I mean, most learn that the psukim are all drabanan. The only thing that's derisive is the shofar, is the actual blowing, listening to hearing the tkiya and the trua. But all the drashos that we did on Lamed Beis, most learn those are asmachtos. But on Lamed Beis we learned them from asmachta, and here it seems like it's telling you why. Right? Okay. So what I want to do is, I want to go through the psukim and the tefillah a little bit and see if we can get the basic theme of Malchios, Sechronos, and Shofos and see how that relates to this din. There's a chusuk of the din of Rosh Hashanah. Oh, you got it over there? Yeah. Okay, so Malchios is Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, continuing in the theme of the Omer and the Shtei Aleichem and the Nisuch HaMayim means that it's integral to a proper din, to a good din, that a person be in the state of accepting Malchus Shemayim, right? That's the forerunner. That's step one. And it's interesting, on the Gemara, on the Mishnah we did on Lamed Beis, on the Rambam holds like Rebbe that we learn Malchios from the Ani Hashem Elokeichem that precedes the Rosh Hashanah, not the one that's attached to Zechronos. Meaning, implying that it's part of the preparation, part of the basis of the whole day, which is sort of like in line with the Rav's idea that it's part of the whole Kiddush Sayom. It's like a premise of the whole Parsha that comes after it, of Rosh Hashanah. So, Shetam Lichuni, so what is the substance of Tam Lichuni? What does that mean? So, that's spelled out in the first section, right? Is recognizing the rule of God over the world, right? And that has to do with recognizing God as the Borei. That is all in Aleinu, right? Okay, it's a few elements. Let's just see if we can get all the themes together here. Let's get the themes here. You have Shehunot Hashamayim V'yoseid Haaretz, right? Certain idea an idea of the Borei. He precedes everything. He's over everything. Moshe Avyikarol B'Shamayim Imal, right? Ein Od, of course, the idea of that he's the only source, the ultimate source of all reality. That's MS Malkeinu. That's all part of Malchios. And then there's what? And then there's also the idea of Malchios that we turn to God and we rely on Him. That's part of the reality of recognizing Malchus Hashem. Right? that and that everybody should recognize that. Okay, and then we ask, and then we mention the psukim of expressed that theme, and then we have our what? Bakasha. And what's interesting is all of the psukim mention Malchios, right? The psukim Hashem Yimloch Lo'am Voed, right? Struas Melech Bo, Vahibushur Melech. All the psukim mention Melech, except for what? Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How is that Malchios? Because like we're saying, that is the recognition of the reality of God. And the Achdus Hashem and the Yecholus Hashem. Right? Hashem, the Yudke Vavke is Hashem as the Bore and the Osa Shemayim Varetz. The Elokeinu is Hashem of Hashkacha. And Echad is understanding that they are one and the same. Different aspects in terms of Maisei Hashem that we see, but they're all one. And there's Ein Od Milvado. It's interesting that that's the pasuk of the Bakasha. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, so that's Malchios. So that's obvious. In order for a person to have a judgment on his existence, Litova, his very existence has to be grounded in reality. And the greatest grounding in reality of your own existence is to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei, and the source of all existence, and the constant source of Hashgacha. Okay, so that's Malchios. That's not difficult to understand what the need of Malchios is and what the theme of Malchios is. But Zichronos is interesting. Zichronos is a little trickier. What do we say? What do you say? What's Zichronos? So on the face of it, Zichronos is what? It's din, right?
Didn't the
Rav want to say that? It's Hashgacha, of course. It's Hashgacha. Or Hashgacha, of course. Of course. But let me ask you this. What is the mashal of Zocher? What's the mashal of remembering? I mean, anytime we use an expression about God, of course, it's always derech mashal, right? Like we mentioned last time we had Shia. You know, even when we say Gibor and Chacham, all of those things are derech mashal. Because it's not Gvura like a regular person's strength, and it's not Chachma like an individual's Chachma. It's more of a negation of any lack. Even when we say, God is alive, Chai, I mean... We don't mean that. We don't mean that. The Kuzari, all the Rishonim explain. It's not just the Ram's idea. That we negate the opposite of the implication. Right? The Kuzari said if you would say about a Ra, if you would say about something it's not alive, people would think it's dead. So you can't say, so we don't say God is not alive. That would imply to a person that he's not, that he's dead. But the true meaning is that he's beyond the idea of life, right? But we can't, to teach a person that, you have to give them an idea of what you mean. Alive to a person means real, existing, active, capable of things. And then, so we have to speak to a person, dibratar kloshim b'nei adam, and teach them that it's really beyond the limited meaning of that we have of life.
Is it that it's like when you say like Zohar Bris, like that it's that even though it's in the past, it's still something that's active.
Okay, that's good. So that's let's get to my question. So what does Zohar mean? What is Zohar? When we say Ein Shikchot Nekisik Vodecha, there's no forgetting. But what do we mean by Zohar? Why don't we just say God is knows? What's the implication above knowing of Zocher? So What do we have by Zochin in the Pesukim? We say, Vayizkor Elokim as Noach. What does that mean, he remembered Noach? Had he forgotten him for a time? And Vayizkor Elokim as Briso. Zocharti as Brisi Yaakov. Yeah. Do we have Pokade? Yeah, by the way, just Agav Orcha here, there's a problem in the Psukim of Zichronos. If you've davened with us before, you might remember this. But if you take a look in the Divrei Kodshecha, Kosov Lemor, right? So you have, we're supposed to have three Psukim over there from Ksuvim. And what do we have? We have Zecher Osel and Nifla Osov, Chanan Varachum Hashem. Okay, that's one. Yep. The problem is, what does that pasuk mean? Zecher Osel and Nifla Osov, Chanan Varachum Hashem. That's a little different, isn't it? It just seems a little different. All the other psukim are what? Yizkor Leolam Briso. Yizkor Leolam Briso. Zocharti as Brisi. What's Zecher Oso Lenifla Osov Chanan Vracham Hashem? It means Shabbos. It means God made a day of Shabbos that is serves as a Zecher. So it's a question if that counts as a good pasuk for Zechonos, really.
It's not like a Zecher.
Right, he made a memorial for his wonders. It means for us, compassionate and merciful is Hashem. Yeah, so I think Zichronos, and what do we say in our Barakasha? What do we say? Zichreinu b'zikron tov lifonecha. Right? And then we're asking, remember esa bris v'esa chesed v'esa shur shenishbati la'avram avinu v'amaria. V'seir lefonecha, yeah. Kein yich b'shu racha mecho es kascha me'aleinu. Uvetuvucha hagodl yoshev charon apacha me'amcha u'me'ircha u'minachal asecha. V'kayim lanu Hashem elokeinu sador shiv tachtonu b'sor asecha. Zochart lem bris rishonim. Yeah. So, and then we say, ki zocher kol nishkochos atahu me'olam ve'in shichol lefnei kisei kvodecha. V'akedis Yitzchak Lazaro v'rachanem tizkor. Yeah. So we sort of are asking for a bit of a selective zechira, no? We don't really want to remember that God should remember everything we did. We want a zechira letova over here. So, but at the same time, we're saying, Kol nishkachos ein shiklof nekisik avadecha. We can't hide. Tapokid kol yitzurikedem. Right? Lefnecha niglu kol talumos. V'hamon nistar shibimreshus. Yeah, you say it again. Ein nistar minigid enecha. Yeah. Tzofel mabed atzof kol adoros. Yeah, so I think the idea is like this. I think zikaron, the idea of remembering, implies more than knowing. It's something different than knowing. Doesn't mean when it says God remembered Sarah, vayifkor elokim es Sarah. So he remembered Noach. Doesn't mean he forgot about Noach until that time. It means, what does it mean? It means this was the moment to do something about Noach. Okay? Vayizkor elokim es Noach. By the way, we say, the Gemara says, we don't mention Zechira of a Yachid. But Noach is really, it's not really just Noach that we're talking about. We're talking about the Noach as the progenitor of what we have today. Because it also mentions that God remembered the Chayev Eskol HaBehem Asher Ito Bateva. Right? So it means to say that there was a time now based on Noach, time for action. So Zechira implies knowledge that's prepared for action. person has knowledge of something, but the mushal of vayizkar, the mushal of remembrance, is saying there are a lot of things you know, but what do you act on? Zechira is a mushal for the knowledge that you act upon. Okay, that's my my proposal to you. And what we're saying is, in Zichronos, is we're saying we do a lot of things. We do a lot of things all year long. Okay? But not everything that we do is roy to be acted upon. Because we're weak. We fail all the time. And you have to differentiate. We're saying before God, saying this process of Zichronos, Malchios, question is, how does Zichronos work back on us? It would seem that in the theme of the Braisa, everything we do, it perfects us in order to allow us to have a better din. Right? We bring the Omer. That has an impact on how we understand sustenance. That's a zechus for us. Malchios, jumping ahead, is it puts us in the proper state of mind. Shatamli chuni aleich. Without standing, without amid lefnei hamelech, you can't have a good. You're not roy for a good din. But what is the reflective? It seems there should be a reflective part of zechronos too. What's reflective of Zichronos? What works back on the person? That it's a process of going through your own deeds, really, and saying, I am not the sum of all of my deeds. There are those that I really did and am proud of and consider to be my good moments, and there are those that I consider to be just a failure because I'm weak. But what am I? I really should be judged on my good moments. I should be judged on my recognition of what's right. Don't judge me on that's asking for rachamim. That's what rachamim means. That's the ideas of rachamim. The idea of din is whatever you did, you're accountable for, and that's the end of the story. If you're not a person who can live up to all of the demands, then you don't deserve to be here. You can't make the big league plays, the major league plays. You're gonna get cut down to the minor leagues, right? There's no rachamim over there, din. But rachamim is saying, look, it's true, I fail, and in an absolute sense, I'm not roy for continued existence even. But my zechus is that I know, and I think back, and I recognize that there's a part of me that I really consider to be me, and then there's a part of me that I consider to be not me. It's the Sutton, if you want to. It's the Yetzirah. It's something that gets the better of me. It's a failure. It's a failing. I'm not proud of that. So Tala Zichroneinu means we, by going through this idea and recognizing, we're not hiding from you, God. We're not saying we're hiding anything from you. We recognize everything is before you. But, we should have a Zechira Letova. Okay? And that very process is the process of tshuva too. It's being makir, the chait. It's a process of charata. It's an integral process of the Yom HaDin. Okay. So that I think is really the idea of Zechira and how it applies to us on Rosh Hashanah. And the whole Aseres Mitzvah. Yeah. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think that we do certain, there are certain chumras we do during Aseres Mitzvah that we don't do all year long. And we get up early in the slichos, so people don't eat pas akum. I mean, are those like, means to say, you know, we can't do this necessarily all year long, but that's just because it's too hard to do all year long. But it doesn't, but doing it now shows you what we really consider to be right. We can't always continue it's difficult to pass is very important, so it's difficult to always be makbid on pas Yisrael, but it's not because we don't care about it. It's because the circumstances it's very difficult. It's dochuk. So there is an idea. It's not a fake thing. It's not like trying to just
fake it
for a week. It does show you what you consider important, even though you only do it for a short time. Okay. But what is the bameh? What is shofros? What is shofros? What is shofros? So let's take a look. Aton neglesa ba'anan kivadecha. I mean, that's the opening line. So what does that mean? Neglesa, that's a very common theme, right? A lot of giloi. So giloi shechina. It means you were revealed. You were revealed where? That's Har Sinai. Har Sinai. Well, very nice. But what does it do, shofros? Vatashmi aim eshod kolecha. Yeah, it seems very loose, like a looser type of connection, right? Sounds like the real idea is Gilui Shechina, right? But what is, and it happened to have been the Kol Shofar at that event, but what is Shofros? I mean, what is the Shofros? And then we meld it into what? Kiata Shemeya Kol Shofar. I mean, the whole thing is very confusing. Is it our Shofar? Is it God's Shofar?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Jump around. So I think the theme is Gilui Shechina. That's the opening theme, right? Kolam Romas Akolos Asalapidem. Those are the psukim over here. Kol Shofar Chazak Ma'od. Kol Shofar Holech Chazak Ma'od. Yeah. And then we have in Divrei Kodshecha is us. Right? B'chatzosos v'chol shofar hariyu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. Tiku b'chol shofar. We throw a lot of psukim into this one, right? And then what do we say today in the Nevi'im? That's the interesting one. What's that? Kol yoshvei sevel v'shochnei aris kinso neis harim tiru. Right, when they lift up the banner, they'll look at the mountains, right? The banner raised on the mountains. V'chiskoa shofar tishmo'u. And then Bayomahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. Right? What is that referring to? B'shofar yiska. What is that referring to? That's referring to the coming of Mashiach. Right? Yeah. What is the Gilui Shechina? Okay, so what is the Gilui Shechina? Let's start there for a minute. So Gilui Shechina means like this. It means to say that there is a reality of God that exists, but it's not known to man so easily. Okay, Shechina is generally a term that's used for a way that man relates and understands the deeper truth of the existence of God. It's like something that is revealed and seen that as a way of recognizing the reality of the presence of the existence of God. Okay.
Too abstract.
Mm-hmm. So certainly the Dor HaMidbar, I mean the people coming out of Mitzrayim, they needed, and future generations as well, we need the Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai was the greatest event of Gilui Shechina. Why? Because from that event it made the reality of God clear. Okay. That's a Gilui Shechina. Okay. So It's a change of perception. It's a complete change. It's like a lifting of the veil. It's like an opening of the eyes. What's that?
Clarity,
epiphany. Okay. So there's a certain marshal there's a certain idea of shofar that's associated with that. That's what's interesting over here. A shofar, the blast of the shofar, I can't explain it much better than just as a part of man's psyche, an existential reality in man, that there's an idea of expressing the change of from one reality to another, or the heralding of a new reality. It can't be expressed with words, but it can be experienced partly by the call of a shofar. A kol shofar at Har Sinai. A kol shofar at Har Sinai was part of the whole idea of a new era for man is beginning. And so too in the time of Mashiach, there'll be a blast, a shofar will be a blown. There'll be an idea of it's like it expresses a whole new inexpressible reality. There's a certain limitation. That's what the Rav mentioned also, that there's a tefillah of shofar. Sometimes the words it's impossible to use words to explain certain things or to capture certain things. But there is some idea of expressing through the shofar something that's the certain inexpressible reality.
It seems like that's heightened by the fact that you're verbalizing and you're having that understanding. Like,
yes.
Before.
And it's interesting. Sound, we usually prefer sight to sound, right? Because you can gain a lot more information from sight, generally speaking. But sound does have something that's a little different than sight, and maybe it's just drush, but sound has a certain experience of being in it, of a certain, what do we say, surround sound? You're in the whole experience of the sound. It's a full body, you feel it, you experience it. It doesn't necessarily, it's not localized, it's not really like a localized experience. You're not reading a particular thing. You just are in a new environment of the sound itself. It's sort of spreads and takes over and expresses a certain idea that there is a new reality that goes to your core, and you can feel it and experience it and be in the wave of the change of that reality. That's a certain idea. There's a certain idea of shofar that's, and now Giloy Shechina represented the greatest event for man of that change. And therefore the primary idea of shofar is expressed over there. But for us, what are we doing with it? As I'm trying to say, there are examples given in the Psukim. There's an example given of shofros as the from the Gilui Shechina, the original, that is heralded in a Gilui Shechina. There's an example of Mashiach will be seen, will be brought in through a kol shofar, and there's also an idea that we express God's shevach through shofar. So what I think is like this: that there's a certain idea of shofar. And that means when we're saying Ubameh b'shofar, what are we saying? We're saying we need three things. We need to have, in order for our zechus, we need to have that we're in the situation, we're actively involved in Malchios Hashem, Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, that we have a certain cheshbon nefesh of zechronos. And we look over ourselves and we realize and we say this is what should be acted upon for din. This is what's really us. And then we also have to have an idea that we're not just doing things personally. We're not just doing maisa. We're not just doing actions, but we recognize that ultimately, what is the purpose and what should this all lead to? All of our actions should lead to ultimately the realization of a whole new reality of Gilui Shechina. So the Bameh, what I'm saying over here is the Bameh means that is sort of what the Malchus and Zichronos should culminate in. They culminate in what? What is the result of Malchios and Zichronos? That you now should exist in a different reality. So, therefore, we have all three of them on Rosh Hashanah. And if you put yourself into that state with the ideas of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, then you really are. It is a self-fulfilling type of a prophecy. You really are, then, on a level that you're roi for din l'tova. But I would just want to add one more thing, and that is that I think the Bameh has a double connotation, and that is that we also see from Shofros that Shofros can be used, that a shofar can be used to express a reality that we recognize that's beyond the limitation of our words. And therefore, Chazal instituted from the idea that shofar continues and sort of expresses the inexpressible, that after each section is completed, we should be in the state of that section. We should exist through the kol shofar in sort of summing it all up and closing it out with the full experience of the ideas of that of Malchios, the ideas of Zichronos, the ideas of Shofros, through a moment of the experience of the shofar. We don't have a moment of silence. It's a different thing. It's not a moment of silence over here. It's interesting. It's a moment of kol shofar, which says everything we've said before. Now we can't express any more with words, but there is a reality that is felt, and that's expressed with the kol shofar.
It's something about that sounds is a very unique sound because
Yeah.
of the whole specifications that it's...
That's true. And it is a sound of a cry, which is also an interesting thing. But that's the Bameh. There's two meanings to the Bameh. It could be that's why Rashi is tying it in with the brachos and the tekiyos. But in terms of this, I just want to go back quickly on the halacha question of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that's what I think that Rabbi Akiva also is a way to understand the machlokas over there. Rabbi Akiva was saying to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we only blow the shofar when you have the full theme. When the theme is finished, every section we have 10 psukim, which completes the theme, then you blow the shofar. Because the shofar should be the saying, here's the introduction, here are our rayos, and here is a certain state of our existence within it. Shofar represents that state. So he was saying to him, if you're not going to blow the shofar after the malchios that's in Kiddushas Hashem, so then that implies that it's not complete yet. So it doesn't make sense saying that you're having the 10 psukim in that section, because you're not really, it's incongruous. If you don't have the shofar, then you don't have the complete thing. Okay, well, we have to think about that. But anyway, so that's what I think is the main ideas over here in the tefillah and Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara and Tez Zayin. Okay, have a good Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.